Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
December 30, 1805. Fresh meat. The party has been living on roots, pounded fish, and spoiled elk meat. Today, the hunters replenish the supply of meat, and everybody is thankful. Fort Clatsop's design is similar to Fort Mandan's. The living quarters are enclosed with a line of pickets surrounding the buildings. The pickets have a main gate, which is closed at night. The Indians have to leave when the gate is closed, which they do reluctantly. Captain Clark writes about the fresh elk and the pickets around the fort.
Hard wind and some rain last night. This morning the sun shone for a short time. Four Indians came down from the Warseacum village. They offered us roots, which we did not think proper to accept of, as in return they expect three or four times as much as the roots, as we could purchase the roots for, and are never satisfied with what they receive. Those four Indians and these came yesterday, stayed all day. Drewyer returned and informed that he had killed four elk at no great distance off. A party of six men was immediately dispatched for the meat, and returned at dusk with the four elk. We had a sumptuous supper of elk's tongues and marrow bones, which was truly gratifying. Our fortifications completed this evening, and at sunset we let the natives know that our custom will be in the future to shut the gates at sunset, at which time all Indians must go out of the fort and not return into it until next morning after sunrise, at which time the gates will be opened. Those of the Warseacum Nation who are very forward left the house with reluctance. This day proved to be the fairest and best which we have had since our arrival at this place. Only three showers during this whole day. Wind the forepart of the day. Captain William Clark, December 30, 1805.
Tomorrow will be the last entry written in the Elkskin Journal, which has contained all the entries for the last several months. Clark will start a new journal at the beginning of the year. Rumor has it that there were some red-headed and freckled Indians after the Lewis and Clark expedition. Some writers speculate that they may have been the progeny of Clark. In the entry of December 31, Clark mentions seeing a man of much lighter color than the natives generally. He was freckled with long, dusky red hair, about 25 years of age, and certainly must be half-white at least. This man was known to the Astorians as Jack Ramsey, his name tattooed on his left arm. There are legends, apparently with some basis in fact, that a Spanish ship was shipwrecked in the area around 1707, the survivors leaving both red and black-haired descendants. Thus, the red-headed man Lewis and Clark saw could have been of European ancestry. Monday, a new year.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batisse. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.